This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. And we're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us. Class, so the New York City mayor, Eric Adams, is being sued by this gal, Lorna Beach Mathura, or Mathura, for sexual harassment. And they've hired an attorney. And the attorney charges up to $2,000 an hour. That's $80,000 a week. That's $4,160,000 a year in billables. And who's going to foot the bill for this? Well, it's going to be the New York City taxpayers. And I guess the question that Rich asks a lot is, how did these people get these jobs? Who approves this? How stupid are we to allow this to continue? So we have a mayor of New York City. Or they have a mayor of New York City who's going to cost them an enormous amount of money because he just can't keep his zipper up. Rich, back to you.
Well, first of all, he shouldn't be asking or demanding, he's not asking, the taxpayers to foot the bill. But that's exactly what's happening. I want to go back to, again, the commercial that just came up again about women being bashed in blue Democrat areas around the country. I want you to think about how the powers that be are purposely demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for certain groups. Their job is to insult your work ethic, your ability, your intelligence. Their job is to degrade you, disrespect you. Their job is to embarrass you and play with your ego so you react emotionally so you don't see a lot of these things. Let me just share a few articles to back up what I just said. Microsoft is now saying that female video game characters should be fat and ugly to avoid stereotypes. Folks, this is degrading. This is disrespectful. This isn't empowering you based on your bars of standards, expectations, and qualifications. This is doing the opposite. It's to lower all of it, including merit. Here's another example. Taylor Swift's Era Tour carbon emissions nearly nine times average the Americans' annual footprint. Nine times average the America's annual footprint. Come on, people! If we don't have practice with your preach laws, everything is gone. Look, everything's fake. The stock market, it's all subsidized. It's held together by derivatives, slush funds. Everything is fake. Everything. Here's another article: men who claim to be transgender have won nearly 300 titles in female sports. Do you really think the powers that be, when you got the view saying you don't need men, what do you think's going to happen? When you take jobs based on not hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards, and meritocracy from people who have earned them, what do you think's going to happen? It's more divide and conquer. It's more being smashed in the face. It's more rapes going through the moon. That's what's happening, folks. You got to see the psyops here. This is all planned. All right. I want to mention, Vince, I have to go into some very important stuff that I prepared for that I need to discuss. This is basically about the World Health Organization. There's some new documents that have come out that don't have transparency to we the people. And these documents are supposed to quarantine the world. You heard that correct. Quarantine the world. There's an interview with James Roguski, and he shows the literature. He's got the receipts. There's a show show called Man in America. Look, when I first started doing this 13-plus years ago, meaning the alternative media, there was hundreds of us. Now there are thousands of us. I try to read as many articles as I can, watch as many interviews and video clips as I can. I am giving you the bullet points here. I could spend the whole 2 hours just on this topic. And here's an example to prove what I just said. Secret World Health Organization negotiation, testing and vaccination status when traveling, including quarantine. So basically, the powers that be don't want you to travel, but they want, if you do travel, you're risking being taken and put into a concentration camp. Here's another article. World-leading virologist gives shocking warning to the American public that a massive tsunami of death will soon destroy the global COVID-19 vaccinated population. His name is Dr. Geet Vandenbosch. He's a well-renowned and respected Belgian virologist. This is not new, folks. And why do you think OAC, Ocasio-Cortez, has just come out with a plan, a Biden loan plan, that gives beneficiaries hope that they can travel abroad? Are they planning on putting you in a concentration camp? We have to read between the lines. That's why I mentioned last week, this is why Connect Dots from, whether it be a day, a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, 10 years ago, these dots need to be connected, people. Do you remember when I talked about how Louisiana Senate unanimously passed a bill to block control of the UN, the World Health Organization, and the World Economic Forum? This is why there's no faith or trust in the system. Every state in the union should be doing the same thing. Every state. This is another very deeply different topic here, but I want to make sure I get to some very important information. And this is basically about recruiting in the military. Well, there's a video that just came out about a U.S. Air Force senior airman, Lance Castle. He refused the COVID-19 bioweapon. We all know, look, every baby in the force knows by now it's a bioweapon. But he was acquitted. In other words, not guilty. In other words, no evidence. Well, there's a video of him, and it's really hard to see because there's a bunch of men that jumped into his cell. He was this poor guy, Airman Lance Castle, was dubbed an insider threat and given 60 days pretrial confinement. He missed the birth of his firstborn child. There's a bunch of guys that went into his cell, it's on video, took him down, chained him up, and it looks to me, and I'm not positive because there was a lot of wrestling going on, it looks like they forced a vaccine on him. Did you hear what I just said? It looks like in the video, despite not guilty and being acquitted, they forced a vaccine. He had like a bunch of guys. It could have been up to six men holding him down. He had no chance. And it looks like they injected him while they held him down. So if that's the case, that should be attempted murder right there. Vince, do you have any comments on what I just said?
Well, I do. And specifically, when you're talking about transgender, I don't believe there is such a thing. For example, if you look at Dylan Mulvaney, and he's the male, who has been responsible for removing about 18% of Budweiser light beer from the shelves, you know, 18% less shelf space in stores that sell it. He is claiming to be a transgender person. There is no such thing, class. Now, the correct term, I think, might be female impersonator. Female impersonator. This would be a male pretending to be a female to unfairly participate in female sports because male body structure is generally larger, stronger, generally. So it's unfair, and there is no such thing as a transgender. Even Dylan Mulvaney, who had surgery to reconstruct or mutilate his face to become more feminine in appearance, that did not make him a female. He's still a male. And there's no change in it. And if you want to know who says so, well, Dr. Norman Shealy says so. And he's right. If you're born a male, you're a male, and that's all there is to it. If you're born female, you're a female, and that's all there is to it. You can have all kinds of reconstruction. You might even appear to be the other sex, but you're not. So all of this is nonsense. This is about confused people. Confused people doing really strange things. Some of them are irreversible when we're talking about surgery. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, let me put an exclamation point on what you just said. I have so many articles and information. Folks, this is an information war, and I do my best to make sure that I can't be accused of giving you my opinion or ideology. And most ideology is not based on facts, evidence, proof, and truth. It's based on propaganda. It's the manufactured perception of ideology and not the ideology that people think. It's being the brainwashed. It's the lies. It's the gaslighting. And a lot of people, just like how I've given you the psychological studies on how they promote and control people, fear, ego. So people who have been mentioning a certain ideology, they're not going to mention it was manufactured perception of ideology, because then they'll be embarrassed and they have to admit that they were wrong. But if we can see through the propaganda, the lies, the gaslighting, the hoaxes, all the setups, then we can understand. And this is why it's so important that I like to give published, vetted information in the public domain. And just to add an exclamation point on what Vince just said, stunning study confirms gender-confused children mostly grow out of it. Here's another one. Puberty blockers may not be reversible and could raise children's risk of fertility problems and even cancer. This is a Mayo Clinic study. They're not exactly on the side of the people, are they? So people, I guess what we're saying here is that are all these people who have done this genital mutilation, including from counseling to the surgeons, the question is, should they be indicted for including murder if some of these people committed suicide, which we've given the studies on very high suicide rates with these people? Should they be indicted for crimes? And most people who have common sense, who don't get a microphone like we do, are going to say absolutely yes. Because this is not just a control issue, this is a depopulation agenda. And the more submissive the powers that be can make us, the more they break their will, the less opportunity of us controlling our own destiny. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Rich Stevens with us, and I just want to mention that tonight, I'm scheduled to be on RentsRadio.com, Jeff Rents' network, and Jeff Rents will be interviewing me, and that's 8 to 9 p.m. tonight, Central Time, and it's also 10 to 11 p.m. Central Time, so 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time, that's tonight, p.m. Rich, there's one thing I wanted to mention. It's kind of very sad, and it's a warning to our class. So there was a pediatrician in New York, Long Island, and she was on her way to watch the solar eclipse yesterday, and with her family. So they stopped at a gas station, and she got an ice cream, and she was going to ride the last 20 minutes or so in the Airstream camper trailer. And it's the most dumb thing to do. Never, ever, ever ride in the trailer. Always in the truck. Okay. Well, she's 58 years old, and she got in the Airstream, and she wanted to ride. The door flew open in the Airstream. She fell out and got killed. Don't do that. Do not ride in a camper trailer. Don't ride in the back of a trailer. Don't ride in the back of a pickup truck. It's asking for injury. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Folks, this is one of the reasons why we do what we do. Because common sense and logic is now fading in America. And speaking of that, I want to, before I leave the healthcare slash the bioweapon under the disguise of a vaccine. That, you know, speaking for myself, I've talked about till I'm out of breath with published articles from credible people, not my opinion. But I want to just mention a cartoon that I mentioned, oh, probably a few years ago. And it's part of the psychological conditioning. It's part of the psyops, the brainwashing that we've shared with you so many times with the psychological studies we've shared with you, mostly excerpts because of time. But you remember there was around World War I, and some of you might, of you listeners may remember this. There was a cartoon. It was a vintage cartoon. Now think about World War I. So it's not real sophisticated, right? Was that 1919, somewhere around there?
1914.
So, when did the U.S. get involved in World War I officially? I think it was a little later than that. Anyway, it's irrelevant. So anyway, there's a cartoon, Vince, and tell me if you remember this. It's about 2 minutes long, and it's about a pandemic and how to take over the world. And it introduces a weaponized influenza. And it talks about flooding newspapers and radio with death and shutting down shops and churches. And there was an iron lung ventilator in this cartoon. And the devil was leading the parade. And they use law enforcement, part of the messages in this cartoon, to stifle dissent, parade the sick and dead to scare people, to frighten people. How do you control people? One of the ways I talk about all the time, fear. Injecting a vaccine to sterilize the work shy and then euthanize the old. And the people who own the banks now own the hospitals and every other organization and institution. Folks, this is their plan to own you. We've given, when I say we, not just USAPrepares.com, but I mean the alternative media. We have given so much evidence and proof and fact that this great reset has been planned for many, many, many generations. What we need is humility in the people who are afraid or embarrassed or bought and paid for, they don't want to admit this. We have given so much proof about what they're trying to do to consolidate power, money, control, and eliminate your life and any control of your own destiny. Vince, I'd like you to comment on that after the break, because I'm out of breath giving proof. We'll be right back, everybody.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. This week, Congress returns with a packed agenda. USA's John Schaefer has details.
In the House, Speaker Mike Johnson is under pressure to bring a comprehensive national security package to the floor for a vote. The package includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Although the bill cleared the Democratic-led Senate in February, House conservatives are pushing back against allocating additional billions to Ukraine. Additionally, deadlines are looming to renew the contentious foreign surveillance program, FISA. Over in the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to initiate the dismissal of the articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
And it'll be another 20 years until North America can witness a total solar eclipse again. Many in the U.S. reflecting on Monday's big celestial event. This man traveled to the Texas Hill Country to see it.
You just can't describe how that feels. The greatest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen anything that cool.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This can be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Stevens with us, and Rich, you're talking about the 1918 through 1919 worldwide influenza epidemic. And it was an airborne virus, and it was transmitted person to person. And in those 2 years, by the time it was done with us, there were 40 to 50 million people dead. 40 to 50 million people. It spread throughout almost every part of the world. In the United States, there were 550 million killed by it. And when you talk about fear and concern and proactivity and conscientiousness, I think about my grandmother and my grandparents. And my grandparents were born in the very late 1800s. They came to the United States. My grandfather fought in World War I on our side. And I remember being in the kitchen with my grandmother in the 1950s. And if she had store-bought meat, that would be beef, lamb, chicken, she washed the meat in salt water. She soaked it in salt water. And I asked her why, and she said, because it's dirty. People handle it. Now, why would she say that? Because she remembered vividly, let's say 30 years before, the influenza epidemic that killed 40 to 50 million people. So fear works, but proactivity, I guess, is a natural result of some fear. So, I mean, you don't need to be needlessly fearful, but fear could be a motivator to help you do the right thing. And in this case, when I'm talking about my grandparents, they did the right thing because they knew what would happen. They saw people dying all around them from influenza. It was a horrible death. Rich, back to you.
True. But I guess one of my main points about me mentioning about that vintage cartoon, Vince, is the fact that this Great Reset and the Fear Campaign and their plan of action has been out there for a very, very long time.
And I have seen those images. I have seen those lithographs. I have seen photographs of those images. I have seen them, and you're absolutely right. There's an image of a guy, a male, coughing, and you could see the spray of this drawing of what comes out of this guy's mouth, and then the dead bodies all around him. So, yes, there were lots of images in that regard. You're absolutely right. And so this has been known for a while. I mean, heck, the Westerners killed the Indians, you know, by giving them blankets infected with disease. Here, y'all keep warm with these blankets. I mean, so we know about that. We know about catapulting diseased animal carcasses over the castle walls to infect the people who were inside the castle. We know about that. So these kinds of things have been around for a long, long time. But what you're talking about is there should be a shortage of baseball bats, Louisville Sluggers, with people who are furious, absolutely furious at the lies that have been told to them. From what I understand, Dr. Fauci, who many people consider a criminal at the highest order, there are rumors that he is under protection to protect his life because he's in fear of his life from the people extracting revenge because they are furious that his lies got their mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, grandparents, children killed by the vaccine. I know a bunch of people who have taken the vaccine who are now dead, needlessly. And I'm furious. I'm not advocating extracting revenge, but it's going to happen. And, Rich, you're talking about people being punched in the face, women being punched in the face on the city streets. Well, there is now more and more, there are more reports of people saying this is unacceptable. You know, like the guy who goes to the Subway sandwich shop and he spits in the face of the server, the person behind the counter, demands free food, and starts getting violent. And then the guy behind him puts him down, grabs him, throws him down, holds him down till the cops come. There's more and more of that. There's more and more people taking out revenge. There's people who have had it with their packages being stolen off their front porch. So the delivery guy shows up, chops off the package, and then some young punk grabs it, throws it in a knapsack. And then the guy who lives in that house comes out with a baseball bat and threatens to kill the thief. There's more of that going on. And it's great news. It is great news. It's about time. It really is. I'm not advocating violence, but it's going to happen. And, you know, I'll just sit on the sidelines and eat popcorn and watch it. I unless it happens here at the farm, then I'll be actively involved. Rich?
Well, yeah, but unfortunately, a lot of these criminals are going free because, as I've mentioned, as we have mentioned, again, not just USAPrepares.com, but all of the alternative / new media, we've given so many examples of people not doing their job. DOG, FBI, the police, judges, lawyers, politicians. I mean, the list is very, very long. So when you have, we can come up with all the great ideas and solutions in the world, but when they aren't implemented because the whole system is run by woke, non-qualified, low bars of standards people who get jobs based on their groups, hyphen, and pronoun, who didn't earn their jobs, how do you expect anything to be done when judges, lawyers, Congress, FBI, DOJ, DOD, the whole long list, no one's doing their job? So speaking of not doing your job, here's a couple articles. I try at least every broadcast that I'm on to mention the January 6 hostages and the Fed's insurrection. Here is an article from the Epoch Times. And I even hate saying the sources. I want everybody to read research and challenge what we say. Call us liars, please. You need to read research and verify. All of us do. We're in this time in history that we, every person on this American soil, needs to do this, because we should be an American before our group, hyphen, and pronoun, okay? Recently released January 6 U.S. Capitol Police security video shows a suspected FBI agent clapping and cheering as crowds surge up the steps to the Columbus doors and another meeting with an FBI tactical team just before it entered the Capitol after the fatal shooting of Ashley Babbitt. People, why do they put, see how they do this? Even good publications like the Epoch Times will put suspected, alleged, you know, words to cover their butts a little bit when there's so much evidence. We need to stop saying those words. Here's another one. The dam just broke on the January 6th insurrection hoax. Hoax. You hear that word, folks? Hoax. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. undercuts Democrats on January 6th. Little evidence of a true insurrection. As per John, look, we have this is all proven. This is a Fed insurrection. It's all planned. Antifa just got battered someplace in the United States in Kulak, and their phones were seized by nationalist patriots. And apparently it revealed a bunch of seedy links between the media, NGOs, non-government organizations, who contributes mostly to that, the George Soros of the world, and the far left. People, we have to realize that all this is planned, all of it. You know, when Biden said, oh, he's going to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and Vince, I have so many things on health care, on economics, on a category that I like, it's kind of ridiculous. I call it now, say it ain't so, but I'm not going to have time, obviously, for... I got to maybe 15% of what I prepared for, but that's okay. I'll do it next time I solo. But the Biden regime cancels plans to refill Strategic Petroleum Reserve because oil is now way too expensive. So they literally think you're so stupid. They destroy pipelines. They eliminate drilling when we have more oil and natural gas on our soil than anywhere else in the world, that we can be independent, but we have to go now to countries like Venezuela and literally use taxpayer dollars to buy oil, and Biden has eliminated our strategic petroleum reserves, so if we get attacked, which looks like we're going kinetic shortly in the next year, so when we get attacked, we won't be able to fight on our own soil and defend our country. Vince, do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, you're talking about the Strategic Oil Reserve, which is, as you said, used for national defense, and it's actually being used for political reelection.
100%.
And and also Joe and company have announced that they are going to forgive more student loans. These are people who have taken out loans, promised to repay them, and Joe's saying, no, you don't have to do that. You know, and who gets to pay for that? Either directly or indirectly, it's us, class. We get to pay for it either through inflation or taxation or both. And you know, Rich, we forecasted the day that the announcement was made that the federales were going to give $600, you know, to people just because of the lockdowns, the COVID-mandated lockdowns, the government saying you will not go to school, you will shut down your businesses, the destruction of America's economy done by the Oval Office. Donald Trump was involved in this, too. So he's not to be held harmless on this. He did this, along with Joe, who did it even more. And we said that that would be hyperinflationary. Well, what do you think, class? You think it's been hyperinflationary? It has. If you look at your grocery bill, people are broke. I mean, they are flat out, many people are flat out broke. And the American dream, you know, graduating high school, maybe going on to school, maybe getting that job. The jobs are gone. Manufacturing's gone. The American dream of getting married, buying a house, buying a car, that's pretty much gone. And even in Canada, the secret report saying that under 35-year-olds in Canada, there's no prospect of living the dream, the Canadian dream / the American dream. That's where we are today. We really are. So what do? Well, you get out of Dodge. You get out of Dodge, grow your own food, become financially independent, get out of debt, get out of debt. Don't buy things you don't need. Don't buy things you can't afford. Don't go on vacations. Learn everything you can about everything you need to do.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, here's an exclamation point to what Rich is talking about. The destruction of America, taking down one small family farm at a time. There is a class action suit, Smitty's / Cam 2, 303 tractor hydraulic fluid, as it was labeled, was made with inadequate and inappropriate ingredients, including used transformer oil, used turbine oil, and refinery line flushing fluid that didn't meet the manufacturer's specification and was not appropriate for use in tractor hydraulic systems. So it was mislabeled, misrepresented, and there's another class action suit because Smitty's / Cam 2, 303, this fluid, causes damage to all tractors and equipment. So if you've bought Smitty's or Cam 2 tractor fluid, look up the class action suit. This damages the seals, hydraulic seals, pumps, filters, gears, clutch and brake systems, power takeoff systems, and it destroys the tractors and the implements that use the hydraulic pressure system. And we had the same problem with Orscheln and Citgo. Same problem. And it's probably the same fluid or like the same fluid. It destroyed every single piece of equipment here on our farm that was lubricated. All the tractors, all the backhoe, the hay baling equipment, everything you can think of, hoses. And so that's why you don't see very many tractors for sale that are small family farm tractors, because they've all been destroyed. I'm very serious. But then don't believe a word I say. Rich, back to you.
Oh, thank you, Vince. Folks, this is our last segment. We just want to say thank you for being here, and hopefully we're giving you information that you could pass on and have uncomfortable conversations to everyone in your family, your friends, on the street. People need to read up, verify on all this stuff. You need to research. You need to decentralize. And like Vince just implied, you need to hone skill sets for survival. Okay? And whether you start a hobby farm, you raise animals, you do a little hunting and fishing, you have a garden. Everyone should have a garden. Everyone. These are skill sets. You don't just plant a seed in the ground like Bloomberg said years ago and it just grows. It's real easy. No, it's not. There's nutritional information. There's information on what vegetables are best to be around other vegetables and other vegetables that takes nutrients out of the soil next to other vegetables. But I want to put a I didn't get to economics really much today. I'm going to rattle off a couple of articles here real quick. U.S. job openings revised down by 115,000. So all these trends of downward revision, revisions are going to continue. I've given many articles over the past years on the word revision. Basically, it's a psyop. Everything, CPI, everything they give you is to fluff the numbers. You tell me if you feel like your bank account is being fluffed. Ready? Fast food chains begin layoffs as thousands are losing their jobs. Grocery prices up 40% since 2019. 10-year inflation adjusted yields peak. Inflation is going to shock a lot of people. Homes, foreclosures, bankruptcies, debt, delinquencies, all those definitions is off the charts. This is why we got to go back to like 1988 for the true definition of inflation. Target gives huge warning, citing that customers are out of money. NATO is proposing $100 billion more for Ukraine. Who's going to cover probably 90% of that bill, folks? America. You are. Buttigieg, he's mocking you and American consumers for not buying EVs, even though they're blowing up, fires are going everywhere. A battery costs $20,000 to $30,000 just for a flipping battery. It's unbelievable. U.S. homeowners experienced 6.9% property tax rise in 2023. This is a joke. Even Montana Department of Revenue has sent us a new supplementary tax bill. We need to eliminate property taxes. At least if you've been in an estate for 20 years and you've paid taxes, you should be exempt from property tax. In addition to that, if you're a senior, you should be exempt from property tax. We the people have to make the rules, laws, and accountability. Because with all of the professions that we've given on this broadcast and all across the alternative media, no one's doing their job because they're bought and paid for and blackmailed. Biden and Mayorkas plan to allow 30,000 illegal aliens monthly. Who do you think's going to pay for that, folks? What's going to happen to your rent and food? Take a guess. Hey, Vince, thanks for letting me get some of my work out there, and everybody have a good day.
You know, Rich, you're talking about property taxes. Most of the vast majority of the use of property taxes is for public school education. And I'm thinking that the public school education is probably around $10,000 to $12,000 to $15,000 per person per year, kindergarten through 12th grade. That's where your money's going.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.